Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson and Jefferson County Judge Randy Koshnick were the only candidates who submitted the necessary paperwork and nomination signatures ahead of yesterday's filing deadline. Abrahamson was first appointed to the court in 1976. Since then, she's won election to 3 10-year terms, making her one of the longest-serving justices in Wisconsin history. Judge Koshnick is the candidate backed by Republicans in this officially nonpartisan race. He calls himself a judicial conservative, which was a label repeated often by now Justice Michael Gableman in his successful Supreme Court campaign last year. Howard Schwaber is an associate professor of legal studies and political science at the UW-Madison. Schwaber says he'll be watching to see whether the trends of the last two Supreme Court races repeat themselves this year.
That is, the extent to which outside money is used to fund very negative and either borderline or outright misleading ads, the extent to which the race becomes highly polarized along ideological grounds, and in general, the, for want of a better way of putting it, the dirtiness of the race, because the last two have really been nasty.
One area where this Supreme Court race differs from the last one is that it won't tip the ideological makeup of the court one way or the other. Right-leaning justices already have a majority on the court, and that won't change whether Abrahamson wins or loses. Because Abrahamson and Koshnick are the only two candidates running, they'll bypass the February primary. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.